Yeah! How about that, Al? Our first ever show on location. Our very first ever show on location out here at Black Gold. I cannot wait. We've got an amazing show figured out for today. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a very quick lay of the land, Al.
Okay.
Number one, this is entrapment. Mm-hmm. This is entrapment because here's what's happening.
No, this isn't right.
No,
yeah, this isn't
this
right.
This is what's happening. Yeah. About how far away is that right there? 10 feet? 12 feet?
I'm going to go 14 feet.
Okay,
14 and a half
feet. I'll give you the extra 2.5 feet. Mm-hmm. 14 and a half feet from me is a table selling Bloody Marys.
Yep.
Okay, that's
they're
that's,
not selling
that's
them.
You're right.
They're
giving them away.
Dishing them out.
Over there is a bucket full of cold Coors Lights.
You're right about that.
Right over there, they were handing out Mai Tais. Okay, this is a problem.
Which, by the way, you didn't get too far from. We'll just, okay, keep going.
There's a lot of things going on here that could go badly for me.
It's even worse. Let me take it a step further.
Yes.
What is arguably one of your favorite things to do in your off time?
Play golf. And we are sitting here.
What are you staring at right in front of you at the moment?
I'm on the tips. I'm on the far back tee on the 10th hole at Black Gold Golf Club here in the Orbalinda. From back here, it's probably, I don't know, 180, 190 yards, I'm thinking.
I'd probably go 210, but I'm just.
I've been back here. It's about that. So
I'm pretty sure I'm a better gauge on this.
We've got a pond that's a little bit short and right. We've got two bunkers in front, and then we got the green there. We're going to have the ceremonial first shot coming up here in just a few minutes. We're
Keyshawn is going to be taking
air.
That shot.
Yep. Keyshawn's going to hit it. You know what happened the last time he hit the first shot?
Hole in one.
No. Try again. Take two.
Birdie.
Wrong.
He parred the hole.
Also wrong. One more try, and then I'm going to give it to you.
We just kind of told him, hey, pick up the ball. Let's keep moving. We got to get this thing going.
Even worse. The first time that he did it was he gets there. You know, Key's big man, right? Key, number one draft pick in the NFL, big 6'4" guy, big, strong,
still feel like I could lock him up if you put me in the right position.
I'd very
but
much like to see you try to defend Keyshawn Johnson. That would be very fun for me. Mm-hmm. Key takes a big swing, hits the ball. There it goes to the right. Whack! Right off a house. So the last time we did it was right off a house. I don't think he can read.
Well, I was going to say, listen, if you're hitting a house, I mean, let's give credit where it's due. That's good distance.
Well, it's lateral distance. It's not really forward distance.
But distance.
I guess we should
in
play
life,
for money
you
sometime.
You just got to get somewhere.
We
you
should
know?
Play for money sometime because if you think hitting it dead right for distance is a good play, I'd like to play. I'll give you as many shots as you want. But that's coming up. Key's going to hit his first shot. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear about Mason and Ireland. Key's going to hang out with us, by the way, after he hits his first shot. So we got that right around the corner. And then Mason and Ireland are going to join us as well. That's
so real quick,
they had
before,
their match this morning.
Before you get into that, so you spent some time this morning.
Yeah,
kind of a part of that. So what? Kind of explain to us what happened here, because I think people are pretty blind here of how it went.
So Mason and Ireland had their match. I'm not going to give away the results of the match. I'm going to wait for those guys to come on here.
Mm-hmm.
But they had their match this morning. Mason was getting 27 shots, right? He's getting 27 shots in a 9-hole match. And let's just say that it was pretty competitive. It went down to the last couple of holes. We'll let John and Steve join us here coming up in a little bit, and we'll get into that. Key, put your headset on real quick. I have questions. Oh, we're going to do that. All right. He needs to go hit some balls at the range or something. He needs to go get warmed up for his first shot. So that's all we got going. Bloody Marys, beers, Mai Tais, breakfast burritos. Did you get into that?
And you get no golf. Like all of everything you could possibly want. Everything you could possibly want in a morning is right in front of you. And they're like, why don't you just talk with Al about Dave Roberts' moves from yesterday?
Look, okay, see, you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Let me explain to you why you are a bad guy in this moment. At 9:59 on Friday morning, Alan Sliwa made his first bad guy move.
And now you have them actually mixing the cocktails, all this right
in front
of you.
You're going to hear the shaker going here in a minute. But did I sound like I was in a good mood to start the show?
First of all, I don't see a whistle or
glow sticks.
What's your other one? Glow sticks? Still makes no sense to me.
Did I sound like I was having a good? I'm in a good mood today.
Yeah, no. You started off the show, I mean, incredibly excited. But I just want to bring you back to perspective. And the perspective right now is as simple as this: is you can't do any of this.
No, look. So
you could do it, Trav, but we've got a protocol.
Yeah,
we could do it. There's protocol. There's a whole bunch of things. Are you ready to do this, Chris?
Well, here's the one thing. We're ready for
we
Key
got
to
Morales
do the.
Chris Morales right here. Chris Morales.
People
everybody.
Know Alan. Thanks.
He needs no introduction.
We got Chris Morales here,
everybody. Keyshawn's here to do the ceremonial first shot and get the tournament started. All the golfers are ready to go. But we needed
like
a club.
I like that. Key's already
we needed
not
a ball.
Liking the club.
We
I
needed
like
a tee.
I don't know if those are custom
You don't
fit
need a driver.
A
it's a par three.
Guy.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Key, how do you feel about this one?
I feel fine.
You going to hit a house again?
There's no homes except over there. If I go there,
that's
I'm in trouble.
That's a great
not
shot
totally
if you go
out
that
of the
far.
Question.
What?
It's not totally out of the question. Those homes are over there. It's a ways, but you could do it.
Where am I aiming? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
No, that's nice stick in the middle of the green part.
Fool. Okay, fool. A tradition unlike any other. Keyshawn with the ceremonial first shot to begin the 2021 SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic presented by Coors Light and Sunday Swagger. Key, we got to tee the ball up. There we go.
I'm not going to laugh at
Key
you.
Key says, Trav, don't laugh.
I've got you, Key.
Whatever shot he
finish
takes.
Finish high. That's my advice to you is finish high. Here we go. Pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger.
That's what we're talking about. Let's get it started.
Little left, but
not
bad.
Let's get it started.
Little left of the green, but a pretty good shot. Far better than the last first tee shot.
Key, I want you to say with that, golfers, set, go.
Golfers, set, go.
There it is.
And that begins the 2021 SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic. Good job, Key.
I'm used to the hating.
There we go. Now go do a segment of greatness with Travis and Sliwa.
I'm not getting paid.
Oh, you're not getting paid.
That's what I'm talking about. Where's that
check?
Where's that check?
To get him to come over here. That wasn't bad, Key. He's going to come around here and put on his headset. But, Slee, take me through Key's swing. What did you think?
Listen, the guy was focused. There was no screwing around. First of all, he's even looking at the clubs when it was coming to him. He's like, I don't know if that's the right one. He was calling all the shots. He hit that at least 275 yards. On a par three, now he's got to actually go backwards. He's got to play it back.
So, Key, you've played in the Rose Bowl. You've played in the Super Bowl. You won the Rose Bowl. You won the Super Bowl, all this stuff. But I would imagine as far as athletic achievements go, doing that right there has got to be right at the top of the list. Green is
what
good.
The hell's going on? What are the producers doing here?
You've been.
What are you doing?
You've been practicing a little bit or something. That was pretty good.
No, I just I'm not drunk and
well,
I'm focused.
Yet, or is just not drunk?
No, I'm not. I had cocktails last night watching the game. So
okay, when you have a couple drinks, does it help you or no? I feel like if I get a couple drinks,
it doesn't
help
me.
Golfing, my confidence level goes through the roof.
No, it doesn't help me because it's almost like. You've been to Vegas, you gamble?
Of course.
So what happens in Vegas, right, not only what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that whole deal, but you in Vegas and you gambling and you start winning. Mm-hmm. First thing they do is start wanting to have you have more drinks, mm-hmm. and they bring people over. And then all of a sudden the pit bosses come over and everybody's, hey, how you doing there? How you doing there, Mr. John? And you lose focus. And then you start betting wild. Yep. And you start. And then all of a sudden you look up and you got rabbit ears in your pockets and they got all the money back and you're walking around going, damn. So you got to stay focused. On the golf course, out there, you need to stay sober. But a lot of guys, they drink beers and do their whole deal, but I don't see how they can accomplish what they're looking for.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, I mean.
Chav's a good example.
Well, you too.
I feel like this was directed at somebody specifically.
No, not necessarily. I mean, that's just, you know, you got to stay focused when you're doing these things. If I wanted to, and I'll say it many times over, if I really wanted to take up this game and be serious about it, I think I'll be deadly.
What was the bowling story you were talking about?
Yeah, I was telling. So we were talking the other day, Key, where somebody was making some noise about Adam Sandler's the best celebrity basketball player, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine. He's probably a pretty good basketball player, but we need to stop that. There's athletes.
They're making
and
it sound
everybody
like
else.
Making it sound.
Have you seen Adam Sandler? I know. I'm like, come on, man, stop.
But I told the story when we did OC Week a couple of summers ago.
Yeah.
When you showed up in the bowling alley in your flip flops, and you're like, you ready for this? And you're just right down the middle of the alley and pop. And you're like, what?
And I don't bowl like that either. I go to a bowling alley twice a year, maybe.
So we're about to have our first group here on the 10th hole. They got their rangefinders out. They're getting ready to go here at Black Gold. Good little hole. So you mentioned you were watching the game last night, Key. Is Tom Brady going to play till he's 150 years old?
Sure looks like it, huh?
My goodness.
Yeah, I know. He's, you know, I don't know what else to say. But 124 came, I'm like, oh, man, this is a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why would y'all ever do this? Why would y'all ever give this man 124 on the clock?
It was awful.
So, as I was explaining on my show this morning, there's a certain set of situational plays that most coaches have in situations where the situational plays should allow you to eat up clock and to still accomplish doing what you want to do.
Goals. Mm-hmm.
A la Tom Brady on the drive that kicked the field goal, suck up, boom. Situational plays. They had the situational plays that left 2 seconds on the clock. You should have situational plays if you are Mike McCarthy that will eat up enough, eat up a lot of time where it just leaves a small amount. But when you run the ball on fourth down, I mean, when you run the ball, get 4 yards with Zeke Elliott, then you want to throw the ball to the sidelines, push him out of bounds, even though that was negated by a holding penalty. But guess what?
You're playing into their hands.
If you wouldn't have did the damn pass, he wouldn't have held, and you wouldn't have been backed up. So
and
you got to
in the clock runs.
The clock runs, so you
got
to use your brains and know these sort of things. That's what the great thing about Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells. We practice situational stuff every single week till the cows come home, and it's clockwork. I know based on our practice habits what we were going to do and what I needed to do immediately. When something happened, I'm already knowing we got this amount. This is the next play we're gonna happen. This is the next thing we're getting ready to do. So I'm already focused and ready to do it. I don't know if the Dallas Cowboys was ready in that situation.
So you're in that huddle yesterday, right? You're in the Cowboys huddle and you hear these plays coming in. You saying something?
I don't know that I would have said anything. I probably would just be like, we're throwing the ball. Well, I don't know. You know, I got to get open.
Because you and I have had this conversation before. You're like, no, that's not what we're doing. We're going to do this. You've told me those stories before.
Well, yeah,
is that one of those moments?
But in that situation, I don't know what their situation. Maybe those are the situational plays that they use. Bad plays for that situation. There's always plays, though, that will get you in the right spot to eat up the clock so you don't leave Tom Brady that much time. You could have left him 40 seconds. Okay, beat me then. You can beat me with 40. Go right ahead. But I'd be damned if I'm going to give you 124.
Minute and a half, and you still all you need is a field goal.
Travis,
yeah, and you know that field goal, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
No, he's going to put you in a position to do that. Travis and Slee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline.
So if you remember several years ago, New England playing Indy and Indy. New England's backed up against their own goal line, basically. It's fourth down. It was like 4th and 3. Kevin Faulk out of the backfield, Tom Brady. 4th and 3 backed up. They getting ready to give Peyton Manning the ball back. But what Bill Belichick said was, no, this is our situation. Mm-hmm. We're not giving that dude the ball back because we will never get it back. So we got to go for it on fourth down. They didn't convert it clearly. He was short. Kevin Faulk was a little bit short. But that was the right situation for that play at that time to keep the ball
because
out of the other guy's
on the
hand.
Other side.
Yeah, it was like,
keep it out of
I'm
his
not
hands.
Giving it back to him because if I give it back to him,
it's game over.
It's game over. So I'd rather take my shot right now, and he took the shot. It didn't work out, but at least he had a situation that could have.
So what's next for this dude? Because he's better than he was a few years ago. He's getting better. It's not like he's deteriorating. It's not like he's getting a little old and he's kind of cheating some of these things. Is he just an outlier key? Is he just one of those guys that just he's one in a trillion?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, once every blue moon, you're going to have guys come along, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Wayne Gretzky. You're going to have those Derek Jeter. You're going to have those guys that come along. And you sit there and say, what the hell is he still playing for? Like, he could play
but
literally.
But he's not just surviving, Key.
No, but
thriving.
He's not surviving.
He's thriving.
He's thriving. But for 5 years, 5 years from now, he could still be doing the same thing.
5 years.
As long as he doesn't get hurt. As long as he doesn't get hurt and have a setback, he'll be fine. You can look at him and tell. Last year, I could look at him and tell, Brady got another 3 years. Now, I don't know, and I said this today, I don't know why Belichick and the New England Patriots saw what they saw and said, well, you know, we rather not, because they wanted to sign him back.
Did Tom just want to leave, you think?
I think Tom just wanted to leave in that situation, and Bill wasn't going to beg him to stay. You know,
should he have?
I mean, what do you want? First of all, Bill ain't going to be around for the next 20 years of Mac Jones. That's not going to happen, right? Bill's not going to be coaching for another 20 damn years. So he won't see Mac Jones become Tom Brady if that was to ever happen. I'd rather have 4 years or 5 years of Tom Brady going back to Super Bowls than 20 years of trying to figure out who the next damn quarterback is going to be if I'm the Kraft family and the organization. But that's just me.
Key, since the trade went down, Jared Goff and Matt Stafford, the conversation has continued to be, and Trev and I hit on this all the time, the finger has always been pointed at Jared Goff. Just your thoughts as we start this season, and we got Matt Stafford, obviously a part of the Rams organization. Is that the difference? Is it that simple that it was just the quarterback that was the issue, or do you think there's other things that will come up? Maybe too much stock has been put on Matt Stafford.
I think it's a little bit of both. Jared Goff disappointed people in certain situations and games that they felt that he should have thrived in, and they think that Matthew Stafford can. You know, grass is always greener on the other side, right? I mean, that's just what people think. Coaches always think that I could be a better coach because this guy's not listening to the information I'm giving him. It's his fault, not mine. That happens all the time. So, you know, he was good enough 3 years ago for you to hand him a $100 million check. But then a year or two later, he's not good enough. So it's like, I get it. I understand it. Maybe they didn't feel they were going in the right direction with him, so they moved on from him. But be careful what you wish for.
Sure.
Because you just don't know what it is in the end.
All right, you can be a part of Trav and Slee Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and the call-in line as well. ESPN
you got
Nation,
a nation
is presented by Dr. Pepper. Can't you see? Look at all these people
whole
that
nation.
Came out to see us today.
Whole
and
nation,
they're black gold millions of people.
College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. One more before we let you go, Key. Do you subscribe to what Cam Newton said about that part of the reason that he was released by the Patriots and not kept as the number two guys because Mac Jones would have been uncomfortable with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You, a young quarterback like that looking over your shoulder as the number two guy.
MVP
right there. And not only that, the moment that you look up and you throw the ball in the dirt, you know, it's like, uh-oh. You just you
fans
can't,
are booing. Or yep.
Yeah, you just can't have – you just can't have that situation happen, which, you know, we'll see on Sunday what it is. And, you know, I think it'll be 2001 Tom Brady is what I think. That's how they're going to play. Two tight ends. They're going to run the ball. They're going to dink and dunk. Smoke and mirrors is what I like to call it, making you think that Mac Jones went 17 to 22, a buck 65 and a touchdown, and that's the reason they won.
And a buck 65, and 65 of that was actually through the air.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The rest of it was catch and run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So – that is a way and a recipe for success if they can pull it off like the 2001 team did and went on to win a Super Bowl.
So when do I get to go play golf at your club? That's the most important question of the day.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
I don't
You're
know.
Back in town. It never
football season,
happen.
You guys are busy.
That's a good
I
answer.
Like that. I like that.
Last time it was
he'll
hey,
call you. He'll call you. Don't call
I've
him.
I'm getting ready to move. It's football season. My kid's sick. I've gotten a whole bunch of different things along the
you
way.
You guys must be tired. Happened. You got the show. Yeah, he's throwing it all out.
It's good to see you, Keith.
Yeah, always. Always a part
you're welcome
of
to stay as long as you want.
Sliwa and Travis's Nation.
That's right. Sliwa
Dr. Pepper,
Travis
right?
Nation. Dr. Pepper there.
That's
all right. Mason and Ireland are here as well. They had their match this morning. We're going to get all the results for that. That is coming up next. John and Steve are going to join us right here on Trav and Slee.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so the pregame show today, before Slee and I came on, while all of Key and Max and Jay Will were on, Steve Mason and John Ireland had the first ever Mason and Ireland golf match here
yes.
at Black Gold.
Yes.
So let's get Mason before we get to the result. We have not mentioned the result of the match
right.
yet. Your first time on a big golf course like this was what?
Scary. It was scary. I said all along, I don't have distance, right? I don't have distance. So I barely hit my driver, barely hit my 7-wood, because I'm intimidated by
woods. Can I offer you a
woods.
Quick tip? 7-wood, get rid of that. That's bad for your look.
That's bad?
Yeah. you want to get
well,
rid of that.
Can we, Trav, can we get to there was a somewhat this was like a boxing match.
Yes.
When Mason and I were hyping it up, this tact you took saying, I've never hit a wood, I'm not going to hit woods, all lie of the day, right?
when he pulled the club on that first
hole. I had a couple of good woods.
You did. Have you been hitting woods the whole time?
No, I have not. But there was no point on some of those holes with carries. I'm like, I might as well just hit the sucker.
Maybe. I think your 5-iron would have carried.
On the second hole, Mason drops this line. I think I'm going to try the driver. It was the biggest sandbag in the world. Like, I just think
Travis
I'll
and I looked at each other and went,
John that. Okay, here
I think I've been suckered.
Yeah. I'll try it out.
All right, so I will say this, Trav. You were there for most of it until you came to get ready for your show. Mace, this, I have never been prouder of you. I think that you took the spirit which you had from the beginning of this challenge was excellent. You took it seriously.
Yep.
You embraced it without getting – so many people and Trav, you can back me up on this. So many people that start golf, especially people that are wound a little tight like you,
yes.
give up.
Yeah.
They just say, it's so this game's stupid. I don't understand everybody, blah, blah,
frustrated,
blah.
Frustrated, I can't
you
do it
You never
anymore.
Did. I think your goal today was to be competitive and respectful. Trav, the end result.
Yes.
At one point It was 2-2.
Well, the match started with Mace. You won the first hole.
I did win the first hole.
With,
yeah.
Just so people understand, you were getting three shots a hole in a match play event. So there's not a cumulative score. It's just every hole you start.
And
from
it was
scratch.
Good we did that because he had a couple holes that he didn't finish. But he was on the first hole. He got a seven, an honest seven.
Yeah.
And I missed a par putt.
You three putted.
Right. And so he was up 1-0. And but Mace, I thought. At the end result was I won five holes, he won three, and won, the last hole we pushed, I got a four and he got a seven. But I think we handicapped it right.
Boy, we handicapped it so on the money.
And I thought you you never got frustrated even when on the holes you had to pick
goldfish,
up it.
Goldfish, goldfish.
Yep, you had the goldfishing. And Derek Allen, the pro you were working with, was such a good sport about all this.
Yes.
The guy from Rancho. What a great guy.
He told me he was going to wear a disguise just in case. Just in case it all went wrong.
You stole a page out of Morales' book and you brought a coach.
Right? I did.
A couple of times when John and I played against Tommy.
Yeah, he'd get one of the black gold guys.
Right, he got one of the black gold guys.
Yeah, no, he was helping Jimmy me line stuff up and telling me how to putt. My putter was on fire.
Yeah, you made two long putts that were two of your three holes that you won were because you made long putts, including you got a four on a par three with about a 20-foot putt that was great.
Yeah.
Mace, will you keep playing?
I will.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, all right, so Mason was so – good about the way, just the spirit of which he handled this. Alan, Travis and I love golf. We play, like, if we get a spare 5 hours, we're making a tee time.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mason do not, okay?
Do you golf at all, huh?
We'll do these tournaments once a year. I'll play golf there. And okay.
So here's,
that's pretty
here's
much a wrap.
What I think we should do. Okay. The next one of these, Travis and Slee against Mason and Ireland.
Oh, it's great.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's great.
100%.
We will handicap it similar to how we did today, Trav. We'll figure it out. And then we'll do it at Black Gold whenever Chris and Joe Riley and again thanks to Joe who's always so great.
Yeah, great guy,
fantastic.
He's just a great pro. If you're looking,
by the way, do you have the scorecard, the actual scorecard?
Yeah.
Now this is the most amazing thing.
This is uncanny.
Okay, so we argued a lot for weeks about strokes. So this is a little misleading, but when Mason had to pick up on holes, I just gave him what I thought he would have got or what he did when he picked up, and same with me. So at the end, Mace, how did it turn out?
67-40. 27 strokes.
On
and the official number was 26.
Yeah.
So we actually had it almost dead on the money. So
but we did the right thing, Trav, in doing match play because Mace would have had a couple of 20s in there, I think.
Yeah, no, it has to be. It has to be. When you have a disparity in handicap like that, you have to do a match play. So here it is. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. The proposition that he just put out there. Are you in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You got to practice at some point.
Chris can speak to this.
Hi, guys.
I'm not the world's best teammate when it comes to being on the golf course. I'm going to need you to grind some things
out.
He
likes to grind it.
Scherzer on the mound.
I'm going to need you to maybe not give up in the middle of a hole, Chris. I'm going to need you to kind of be that thing. So
we still
need you
won.
To start to, we did. Well, we tied. Because you
one time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but
I'm going to need you to grind this out, Alan. You're going to need you to, like, today, after we're done with the show, you should take a lesson.
Yeah.
A slew grinder.
If you tackle this in the way that Mason tackled it, you'll not only – the thing I feel the best about is that you had fun. I thought,
oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, I mean –
Well, if
I
you're
was,
coming back, you
yeah,
must
I
have had,
fun,
a good time.
I had fun with the whole thing from the lessons on.
You're such
today
a good sport.
I had such fun.
It's amazing, Mace's performance today. We're all so proud. We're all so shocked. I'm also – I love the – crosstalk here going on between the two shows because I want to tell a quick story, and I told this on the course. I don't know if Sliwa heard this. Tuesday when we were all back from vacation, everyone's excited. The new lineup.
Yeah,
I might have started instigating.
You instigated
Mason.
No,
you might have
never
started it.
I called Mason in Ireland, the Travis and Sliwa postgame show, and their show open. Out of the gate, Ireland comes with Steve. And back from vacation, Ireland is like unlike any other.
Yeah.
Mason, I can't get a word in.
To say, damn
I'm
it.
I'm not even necessary on the first day back from vacation.
Exactly. Then John Ireland says, we know Morales is in the bed for Travis and Sliwa. And Mason, of course, goes, of course he is. And then
I didn't say it like that.
Ireland goes, well, we've seen a lot of versions of Travis and Sliwa. Let's hope they don't end up in Albuquerque like the others. We will have respect for them when they get their ratings up. I went, whoa.
Whoa.
So look.
But by the way,
so then
Ireland fires the shot.
wants Travis to caddy, and caddy he showed up.
So there's a couple of things here. Number one, had I known that, the answer would have been different. Number two, I get it. I get it, because there's still this thing hanging over between the four of us.
Yes.
That Alan and I got the scoreboard, and you guys didn't.
Yeah, no,
it's so my scoreboard.
There's a little bit of hard feeling.
I am not as upset over this as Mason is.
You're not at the game.
Mason will be sitting in it Sunday night at SoFi.
Oh, my Trav, and he will never let it go.
Never let it go. I mean, I'm at every one of those games, and there I have to look at Travis and Sliwa.
I'm looking forward to seeing myself on Sunday night.
I'm sure you are. You're there, too.
I really am. I'm looking forward to seeing myself.
John's okay, because Staples. Center.
Well, but Staples Center, we share
still
the
in play.
Wealth a little
it's
bit.
Still in play.
Staples Center's still in play.
I'll leave you with that.
The Lakers.
It's
what
still
are you
in
talking
play.
About?
By the way, Sliwa, Kaplan had your back that afternoon. He went after Mason and Ireland to defend the Travis and Sliwa honor. So there you guys go. Great day today, Mace.
Thanks,
great job.
Man.
I look forward to the four of you battling it soon.
Yeah, that'll be the next one, which will be fun. By the way, Trav, you mentioned Scherzer. The latest Mason and Ireland disagreement in the world.
Go. Here we go.
Bueller or Scherzer?
Yeah, and I am so all in on Scherzer, and he is so all in on Bueller. Like, we're entrenched in our camps. Where are you guys on
you
that?
You put a gun to my head and made me pick somebody, I'd pick Bueller.
But really?
But I don't
that
care.
That shocks me.
I don't care what the answer is. If you either one of those guys is a great
option.
I said Scherzer, no hesitation.
Yeah.
It's kind of
the
same way
but
with Trev's him, but Scherzer.
But Trev's like the best baseball player at the station. I'm surprised because, Trev, what has Scherzer done to indicate that he wouldn't be lights out?
Nothing. But here's the rub. Both of these guys have had multiple postseason experience.
Yep.
There's not like, well, he's only pitched one or two, and he's pitched 10 or 12.
Yeah.
They've both pitched in the postseason a ton. The numbers, they're both good, but here's the truth. Buellers are decidedly better in the postseason.
In the postseason,
they are decidedly
Bueller
better.
Pitched game 163 that year. Bueller pitched a game 5. Bueller pitched a game 7.
And was ready to go in game 7 in the World Series last
Absolutely.
Year if they needed him. And no one was worried about it because you knew how he was going to show
John, this
up.
Is also the guy that's not excited about Russell Westbrook, okay? Let me just throw out there.
Trav,
I
am so convinced that I'm just
going to
let that play out because as somebody who's seen him play in person 50 times – That dude's just a different animal. That's why he's my favorite player. Mace, why?
Because he plays the game 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire. He's like a human video game.
That's right.
Guys, congratulations on your thing this morning.
Thanks,
I'm going to start getting ready for Mason and Island versus Travis and Sleep.
Excellent.
All right,
you guys,
boys,
go
have
catch
a good
your breath.
Have a good show.
Have a great show.
Right,
see everybody in a couple hours.
You got it. All right, so there's a lot to break down there, Sleep. Mainly your golf game that we'll get to coming up in just
a
little bit.
I'll take a couple. Like, here's the thing. We have about 9 hours here, just you and I, without drinking and without eating. So we'll have plenty of time here to take a couple shots.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my trunk and get my clubs. I want to see what I'm working with you.
I'll take a look at your clubs, and I'll let you know if they're good enough or not.
It's all coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So what's the attitude going to be, Slee? Is it going to be Mason attitude where, you know what, this is a process. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to work my way through it. I'm going to be positive. Or is this going to be a, you know what, this is hard. I give up.
Bro, just give me the golf club.
You ready?
Yeah, I mean, why are we making it sound
well,
like?
Well, because it would be, look, by association.
I got you on my squad. It's not like me and Mason are going up against you and John.
No, I understand that, but you could be bad for my look.
No, what I'm telling you is just bring your game that day so you can make up for anything.
No, but see, that's what we have to do. The what makes the match is that both of you guys, we have to set up the game so you guys have to contribute.
No, here's the reality. You're the golfer of the two, right?
Yeah,
so don't screw it up.
No. You don't see. This is where you start arguing. You don't understand how it works.
I already feel like you're making excuses for yourself.
No, trust me, I'm fine. My undefeated record in these events speaks for itself. But what we do is you have to use, say, five tee shots apiece.
You haven't played.
Everybody has to use five tee shots. That's where it gets equitable.
Okay, wait, say it again.
So, for instance, you and I are a team, right?
Yep.
18
yep.
holes, but we need to use at least five of your balls off the tee.
Yeah, that's fine.
And just like
we'll
have to use five of Mason's off the tee.
We'll be okay.
That's how
we'll be okay, because no matter what I do on my drive, fix it up, clean it up, and let's keep moving.
Now you understand the game. Now you understand the game. You know, we were talking with Key, about Tom Brady a minute ago. Mm-hmm. It really does feel like that guy's going to play forever. And as I'm watching him do his thing last night, it was impossible not to think about LeBron. It was impossible not to think about, okay, is this just the – because when you even said it, there's a handful of guys, whether it's Jordan or Gretzky or LeBron or Kobe Bryant,
how much does it also have to do with just the time that we're in?
I think a ton.
Okay, so I think that maybe this becomes – you never will use the word this becomes the norm when you're talking about Tom Brady, because there's nothing normal about what he's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But does it become more normal that a player like Tom Brady at that quarterback position – Can Aaron Rodgers go till he's...
He already is. Aaron Rodgers is closing in on 40 years old, and he won the MVP last year.
Tom Brady's 44. That's my point. My point is that are we going to see more quarterbacks? And I know I like you make the comp about LeBron, because every time I talk about the Lakers, I keep saying that the window is right now. You know, the window is going to be as long as LeBron James is playing at his level. That's the window. What if LeBron defies some of this stuff? And we could go back in history. Kobe played 20 years.
Kobe was a very different player at the
Kareem
end.
Kareem played how many years? 21?
20 at least, yeah.
Okay.
But again, a very different player at the end than he was in his prime.
So you're still going to have to obviously have to put the right players around. You know, I think I mentioned this. Jeannie had a quote recently. I think it might have been last week, where she's talking about how it was their responsibility to put as much talent around LeBron as possible.
Yep.
That's not only because they want to win a championship. They also understand, in order to win a championship, LeBron at this age, you just never know.
Well, I think there's a little bit of a difference between the two guys. And I agree with you that, look, especially in football, that you are only in control of so many things. You're going to need your teammates to be very good. You're going to need to have the right coach in football, that you could put together the best roster in the league, and if you give them a coach that's below average, it's not really going to make much of a difference. Mm-hmm. That team's not going to be very good. So there are other factors, to be sure. But with LeBron, and remarkably, it hasn't happened. Well, this is year 19 for him coming up, right?
Year 19 for LeBron. So he'll be 37 in December.
Okay, so year 19, 37
Three additional seasons in playoffs.
There you go. So he's played far more than the 18 seasons he's played is actually more like 21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The difference between those two, between what he's being asked to do and what Tom Brady is being asked to do, and I don't want to minimize Tom Brady's athletic ability, and mm-hmm. I don't want to minimize LeBron's ability to play between his ears, because both of those guys are at a high level of both of those things. But being a quarterback in the NFL at this point in Tom Brady's life is as much a mental exercise as it is anything else. So if he starts to slip a little bit physically, I think he can cover it up by having played 20 years and knowing where to go, where not to go, not how to take a hit, and all these things.
I don't know, Trav. I mean, can't you make the same case with LeBron that at this stage of his career, the way he plays, it's not like he's playing above the rim every single night or anything along those lines.
He absolutely is not, and you're right about that. But basketball is far more unforgiving with physical decline than football is. Right? In football, when your physical decline starts happening, especially at that position, you can fake it for a minute. Right? Whereas LeBron I don't think anybody would argue with this with me. LeBron's probably the smartest NBA player in the league, right? Mm-hmm. Basketball IQ. He just gets it on a level that most people will never understand. But you still have to have the minimum bid physically to get in there and do these things. That the physical aspects of those things are more arduous than football.
I pause for a second, because you know when we're going to find out? You know when we're going to find out, Trav? Mm. This year will be a great example of it. Because last season, when LeBron came off the floor, you know what happened with the Lakers? That 5-point lead was now a 3-point deficit, right?
Right.
Like, instantly that would happen with LeBron. Okay, well, now you brought in Russ, which, okay, yes, some question marks. You have some question marks, but that's going to be a good fit.
It's not going to be a disaster.
But let's use this as an example. You got Russ, you got Anthony Davis, you got all these other veterans. maybe those guys kind of help with the LeBron is slowing down, but he could still, you know, obviously take over a game in spurts.
All right, so we got a couple of things going on here. Dr. Clapper is getting ready to hit the tee shot here.
Dr. At number Clapper. 10.
So this could be interesting. We need to come back and do this because I want to make sure that we're on live on the air when Doc is getting ready to hit this shot. I'm gonna do a little play-by-play for Doc. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And not only do we have Dr. Clapper live on the 10th tee at your Belinda Black Gold Golf Club, but we also have your favorite segment of the week, Slee. Ask Slee is coming up next. Send him in to me at Travis Rogers. Send him to Alan Sliwa at Alan Sliwa. It's all coming up. Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So we haven't done this in a minute, Slee. We've done Ask Slee, which is single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But when we first got this thing started during the night show, our boss, program director here, Amanda Brown.
A. Brown came into the mix.
Was a regular participant. Well, now we're here on location at Black Gold for the ESPN LA golf tournament.
Sitting there looks very
there
comfortable.
She is.
Very comfortable.
Comfortable in my Sunday swagger?
Yes.
Absolutely. Look good in your Sunday swagger. Amanda, when you said, you know, hey, I want to do an Ask Slee, I don't know the last time I was that excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I don't think, unfortunately, this was very last minute, so I didn't have much time to prepare. So it's not going to be as exciting as the first week of your show when I called in every day.
Yes, you became a frequent guest.
So I was just, you know, we were just having a conversation about you guys being on the screen at SoFi Stadium, right? Mm-hmm. And you had Mason Nyland on, and they were talking about how, you know, well, especially Mason is very upset and offended, right? Because he has to
sit there. I mean, Staples is a good pool.
No, but so Staples Center, we all have.
Right.
Everybody at the station has.
And we have LAFC, and I had the Big A, and, you know, Honda Center.
He's reminding us every day what he's on.
Big star. Mm-hmm. Either that or he just moves around on a lot of shows.
That's so probably more that true.
But did that one person say you need to be in the witness protection program?
Yeah. Somebody also called me the cooler because everybody moves after they work with me.
Yeah, somebody said I might get canned because there's other people you've worked with that are no longer. That's a good future there.
But anywho, while you were away during the commercial break, I said to Trav, it's, you know, I put you guys on the Jumbotron because you guys are better looking.
I like that.
So
I'll take that.
My question to you, Sliwa, is I would like you to rank the talent at the station based on looks.
Of best looking.
Yes.
Okay, we doing everybody here. We're talking Kellerman's in the mix too, or just
Yeah, we can do...
Or do nine.
Well, I mean, I think you got to include Key in there, so...
Okay.
Let's do the morning show, too.
All right, let's do this.
Wait, you don't even remember who works for the station, right?
He's looking up right
now. Did you see him? He's about to go to his computer and be like, wait, what's our lineup? What shows are on our station?
I'm like, Willard is, really. That's a good one right there. Well, Key is... Let's say Keyshawn, that's a former athlete here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's somebody that... he's the number one damn pick.
Yeah.
So we'll go Keyshawn on the top of that list.
I think that's fair.
Number two on that list, Kellerman's always looking sharp.
No.
Kellerman's always looking sharp.
I disagree on that one.
That's the wrong answer.
This is good. As I list them, you tell me if it's a proper ranking or it's not.
No.
Okay? Kellerman's always looking sharp on that list. Okay, number three. So let's go a little, you know, Sedano's doing a lot of his TV appearances. He's doing all stuff, NBA TV.
And he says he can do 50 push-ups.
Okay, so we'll put Sedano
there. You know who's a big fan of Sedano?
Who's that?
Susan Rogers.
Oh, the wife.
Yeah.
Oh, she talks to you about George Sedano?
Interesting.
So Susan doesn't watch. She didn't know who George was, right? So we go to Mason's Christmas party a couple years ago, and they ended up talking to each other. And she leaves. She goes, who is that?
Oh, she fell in love.
He's very handsome.
Oh,
so
okay.
So there you go, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, let's go after that. We'll go Cap a Fit Dude. Cap looks like he's working out on
the
weekends.
You've already offended me.
I was going to say, where's Travis?
You've already offended me.
Just give me a second.
Travis not top five.
Let me get on my list here. If you're not top five, you're in the bottom five, which is
just as good. It's just as good.
I don't know about that.
Okay. And by the way, I'm also putting me on this ranking, so it just kind of shows you where I see myself on this list.
Just as long as you put yourselves above Mason and Ireland, I'm good, because that's why I put you on the big screen.
All right. So now I need your help.
Oh, okay.
Now I need your help.
It's not Ask Amanda.
John, no, it's Ask Levi. I ask the question
John
and
or
you
Trav.
Answer.
John or Trav?
I mean, come on.
Thank you, Amanda.
Is it? Do you even have to ask the question?
I'm asking you the question.
Oh, it's easy. It's Trav.
Thank you.
All right, Trav takes that slot.
I don't even have to think about that. With that svelte body?
Wow. I might take the rest of the day off. I'm feeling really good about myself.
All Travis
right now.
Tells me is that he just eats as much as he can and he hangs out. That's not usually like the blueprint of when you're ranking your.
You going to sit there all day? Yeah, probably.
What'd you say you were watching Better Call Saul and what happened?
I did maybe 9 episodes of Better Call Saul last Sunday. It was not my greatest performance.
See, but maybe I find that attractive in a man. A man who just sits on the couch, eats food, and watches TV all day.
Really, I mean. Really, the person who should be ranking this is you.
No.
I mean, that's a much better ranking than me.
Yeah.
No, I already listed out 6.
Where are you? Let's get to it.
I'm at the bottom there. I'm coming in
okay,
right,
Sliwa,
right at the bottom
Sliwa,
there.
Sliwa. Okay.
Right at the bottom.
I don't think that's
you're
true.
You're not taking
rolling
up the
in
bottom.
All the way down on the left-hand
I'll
side
give,
over there.
I'll give
there.
You 9th.
I was only listing 9.
Oh, 8th then. I don't, I'm not going to name number 9, but I'll give you 8. It's a good question, boss.
All right, so key number 1 and you're last.
And then he ducks the rest
I'll go
of
towards
you
the end.
You have to put yourself last, right?
Still go towards the end. Yeah, definitely going towards the end.
All right, let's go back to our Twitter feed, our Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, where you can participate in Ask Slee. This is from Daniel Tapia. Always like a new name, Slee. You ready?
Yeah.
What's worse, being in a long car ride with someone that doesn't offer you all the snacks you love, or someone that only brings snacks you hate and insists that you try them all? It's a good question.
I'd rather have the snacks that I don't like than not have the snacks that I like. Like, if I'm not getting the snacks that I like,
no, the question
I'll explore
is,
a little bit here.
No, hey, looking good, brother.
But
well
at least
done.
You're getting food, right?
You wear it much better than I do. Our summer swag, Sunday swag.
Make it happen out here. Let us give you some compliments out here.
So your choice, Al,
thank you, bro.
Is you, the guy that you're traveling with,
okay,
the woman
I'm
you're traveling with, has snacks that you really like.
But they don't offer anything to you.
But you don't get any. Or they have snacks you hate, but they insist that you try them.
Okay.
Those are your two options.
I'll do the first one because I'll find a way to make sure that I get those snacks.
That's a good answer.
We're not going to be in a long car ride and they're huddling in the back seat in the right corner not giving me
maybe
a snack.
Maybe they put the snacks in the trunk.
We're pulling over.
Fake a flat
tire. Pulling
over.
Are you
Run
the guy that's
going
to inspect the whole car to see where the snacks are before you leave?
If you're going on a long car ride, there's a lot that goes into that.
Here's
Even if
one.
It's simple going up to Big Bear, you got to have the right stuff going
the
up
right.
there.
And the right drink, too. Mm-hmm. All right. Capitano Matt, how many times did you, quote, run to the restroom last night during the movie just to check the score? Hashtag
We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah,
we haven't even talked about
movie
that.
Movie last night.
Opening.
Wait, I don't know about this.
Yep.
Wait. You're telling me you did not watch that epic game last night?
Let me just say this. In the
you were at the movies?
Let me just say this. In the third quarter when I was checking the live game score, that's about all I got.
What movie did you go see?
Okay, the card, give me a second. Card reader, I think.
Is
Tiffany
that?
Haddish. Okay. A couple other, I don't know. That's a good question there. Who goes to the movies? Basically, I was forced to go to it. I had no idea what was going on. Okay?
Forced
to go to
how?
It.
Were you threatened? Like, what do you mean by forced?
Basically told, hey, 6 o'clock, we're leaving the house. Just be ready at 6. We're going to a movie.
So you can't say, sorry, hon. But
no, I can, but it's all good. When's the last time you've been to? I haven't been to a movie since COVID.
I went to a movie 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so you've been twice. Have you been one since
I've been
COVID?
Twice.
I hadn't been to a movie for about 10 years prior to COVID, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah,
I've been twice in the last 2 months.
Okay, so to answer the question, I was watching a movie yesterday rather than seeing Tom Brady in his final drive.
Ooh.
Was it good at least?
It was okay.
Oh.
It was okay. The card reader,
no,
that's what it was,
worst.
The card reader. It was.
It was so
I literally,
good you couldn't remember the name of it.
I walked away saying.
I think it's called the card reader. I think.
No, no, no.
I
Reading
think.
Cards.
I walked. Actually, Tiffany Haddish is awesome. She's great. I walked away saying to myself, yeah, that didn't work out well. That didn't work out
Did
well.
Did you at least DVR the game?
No.
Ugh.
But it's easy to
bad
go back
hosting
and see.
By you.
Still go back. Still easy to go back and see everything.
One more quick one. This is a good one. John, besides pizza, what food that is traditionally eaten hot is just as good or better cold? Great question.
Besides pizza.
I've got a really good one for this.
Also eaten cold.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's the right answer. Whoever shouted that out, that is exactly the right answer. Lasagna.
I was going to say pasta. Actually am okay with cold pasta.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. But there's got to be a better one. There's got to be a better one than
No, no, no. So you get that right. You have the big pan. You take out the little squares hot, and it's all gooey and wonderful when you eat it hot. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the fridge for a couple of days, and then it comes out on that second or third day, and it is solid as a rock, brick, but it's still so
lasagna.
Good. You got the meat.
Pizza, by the way, is by far the best one. What do you got there?
I don't like reheated pizza.
Right, breaking news on corporate Greg Bergman that's coming up here in a little bit. This is extremely alarming that this has never happened. It's another food topic that we'll get into. I want to continue our conversation, Tuesday, talking about LeBron and Tom Brady, because I think we got a good LeBron window last night, mm-hmm. and it was a football game.
How about the Dodgers losing?
I'm not ready yet.
Well, you don't have a choice.
I'm not ready yet. Do you want me to end up in the hospital?
You know, yesterday kept saying Bellinger 160, 159.
Not anymore.
158 now.
Yeah,
158
well,
now.
When you don't get a hit for an entire month, which is factually true, which he has not done, you're going to say, maybe.
We got somebody who picked out the exact same shirt as you.
We'll see.
It's going off on this par three right now.
I don't like the setup. He's
Look
too far
the
from
back.
The ball.
Oh,
yeah. He's too far from the ball. He's, you know, we'll
Trav,
see.
That wasn't right, bro.
We'll see what happens.
This guy's got feelings,
let's go.
Too.
Come on. Let's go. Let's see what you got. Here we go. He's a little better. That's a little better. He's in the right position. Little waggle.
No pressure. No little pressure waggle. At all. Just radio in L.A.
And takes a quick peek. And a little left. Yeah. Those white stakes are out of bounds. You're going to want to re-tee, sir.
It's not so bad right there.
Goes Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.